For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. If you've ever been to a nightclub or even a Latin restaurant in the last decade or so, you know who today's guest DJ is.
If you know about Latin music in general or tune in regularly to our show, you've heard of him.
And if you don't know who Puerto Rican rapper Tego Calderon is, you should. He's living proof that Latin rap is capable of growing musically to sound diverse and still can deliver deep, impacting lyrics while making you break into a sweat.
We're really excited to have Tego on the show today. He's joining us from our member station WRTU in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Tego, thanks for stopping by today.
I'm glad to be here. A lot of compliments. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Tego, I just want to start off at the beginning of tu historia, of your story. What did you grow up listening to? ¿Cuál era el soundtrack of your childhood?
When I grew up, my mother used to like The Supremes, Julio Iglesias. She used to love salsa as well. My dad, he used to work in the health department, but he wanted to be a musician, so we always had like instruments in the house, like congas, timbales, and I grew up with music, and he used to listen to Crusaders and Spyro Jaira. I think he was ahead of his time, and I used to listen to a lot of jazz, a lot of Louis Armstrong, and a lot of salsa that I really enjoyed. Listening to salsa, to cortijo y su combo. I grew up listening to variety of musicians and of styles of music. And then my father got me into La Escuela Libre de Música. It's a school of arts here in Puerto Rico. And then I became a heavy metal drum player. And it was fun because my father never wanted me to do certain music. That's what you want. Let's listen to that. Let's listen to Black Sabbath. Let's listen to Judas Priest. And that's the way he was. That's the way he approached my musical taste.
We want to play an example of a song that you may have heard when you were around your house growing up there in Puerto Rico. So of all those artists that you've played or that you mentioned right now, who do you want to hear right now?
Yeah, I would like to play for the people Quítate de la Vía Perico from Cortijo y su combo, Ismael Rivera on the vocals.
Tego, tell me, ¿de qué se trata esta canción? Tell our listeners what this song is about.
It was a song that I was telling somebody to get off of the train rails. And this group was so significant for me growing up because in the U.S., Muhammad Ali and the Black Panthers were fighting the struggle for black people in the U.S. In Puerto Rico, we had our own struggle, and we had for the first time this Afro group on TV. For the first time, we seen that with their own flavor, not making a fool of themselves, and bringing our Afro music to the forefront. And they were making Puerto Rican realize that there were these kids, you know, from the barrio, no musical background, and they were doing great music, and they were killing it. And for us blacks from Puerto Rico, it meant a lot.
Y se llamaba Perico.
Que descanse en paz.
¡Qué bueno!
Now, you did mention something which I wanted to touch upon. You had kind of a big culture shift when you were a kid. You moved to Miami from Puerto Rico as a very young kid, and I was wondering I know Miami is practically part of Latin America, it's so Latin, but what was that where you first heard metal, and what was the first heavy metal song that you heard that you were just like, oh my god?
No, I heard metal in Puerto Rico, and I moved to Miami like in 88 89, and Metallica just was coming out, and Guns N' Roses, Appetite of Destruction was hot at the moment. The first song I heard that made me realize that I like that kind of music was Iron Man by Black Sabbath.
Let's hear a little bit of Iron Man. Okay, we're going to play a little bit of Iron Man for us right now. Tego, well, you're still in Miami. Is this when you started to play drums in the metal band?
No. I was playing drums before we left to Miami. I moved to Miami on my 12th grade, so it was like a cultural shock. And I fell in love with hip-hop in Miami because I've heard of Public Enemy with Anthrax, and I've heard of Aerosmith and Run DMC. I've heard, before I left to Miami, I heard Sugar Hill Gang, of course, Eddie, Rakim. I fell in love with it when I moved to Miami.
I was a fiend before I became a teen. I melted microphones instead of cones of ice cream, music orientated. So when hip hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzle, complicated. Cause I grabbed the mic and try to say yes, y'all. They try to take it and say that I'm too small. Cool, cause I don't get upset. I kick a hole in the speaker, pull a plug, then I jet back to the lab without a mic to grab. So then I add all the rhymes I had, one after the other one. Then I make another one to diss the opposite, then ask if the brother's done.
I was going through a lot, you know, from being a popular kid in my school. You know, the 12th grade is a dream come true for everybody, you know. And we moved to Miami, so it was hard on me. I was dealing with a lot. And when I started listening to N.W.A., Dad Anger, and of course P.E., it just fit on my situation so well that, you know, there was no turning back.
How did your your parents react? I mean, not only to the, your musical taste, but all of a sudden you were angry. I mean, were your parents worried? Did they tell you not to listen to that music? Did they encourage you to be musical?
Well, I was angry before. I was angry in Puerto Rico already, you know. My father gave me too much information as a young kid, so I grew up different to everybody. So I never had Santa Claus. I never had Thanksgiving dinner. I never saw Star Wars. I grew up like that. And when I got to Miami, it really made sense what my father told me, because I heard P.E. talking about it, Chuck D., all these people talking about this Afro conscience, big conscience of your African heritage. And I grew up like that. So I was saying to myself, my father wasn't the madman I thought he was.
So when did you decide, okay, I'm going to be a rapper, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this in Spanish?
Well, I forgot about Vico C. Vico C was doing music, street music in Puerto Rico, and was really hot when I left, but it was something from the street, straight from the street. Everybody had that cassette, was called Sin Pena, the song, and I still have that cassette in my mama's house. When I left, I took that cassette with me to Miami, and I have some Hondureños. That were my only friend. I got people from Honduras. They were friends. Well, I didn't have that many friends in Miami. And we used to go to his house and listen to this kind of music that we were all discovering at the same time. And I had this cassette with this Puerto Rican rapper. And I used to play it. And this kid used to tell me, we can do that. And I used to say, no way we can do this, the way he's doing it. So I started writing in English, and my lyrics really sucked, because as you could imagine, it's not my main language. But I was trying just to sound like Rakim. Rakim was the biggest influence. He sounded so smooth on the mic that made me try to, I didn't want to do it professionally, you know, I was just playing around with it. But I never thought that I could do this, to be honest with you. When I got back to PR, that my father, that we moved back, the whole family moved back from Miami, I started listening to the radio, and I heard all the rappers that wasn't that good as because he was. So I say, oh man, if these kids are doing it, I can do this. And I started in the hotel writing. I remember that I still got those papers that they give you in the hotels. I started writing right then when I got back from Miami to the island.
So you started rapping. Did you start sending your demos to local radio station? How do you just say, okay, I want to do this, and then you do it?
Not really. I started writing music, and it was too political. My father used to tell me, yo, you gotta convince them first, do something that they like, and then you spit it out. You're going too hard on them. And, I was just trying to emulate what Chuck D was doing from my point of view, from my own situation, Puerto Rican situation. So I was talking about Lolita Lebron, I was talking about Abisu Campos on my songs and all the deep stuff. But I had my demos. I used to record my demos, but at that time, reggaeton was booming. he wasn't called reggaeton yet, but I was doing rap, and that's what I liked, and I couldn't do reggaeton. It was something that they used to steal music from Jamaicans and put it, change the words and stuff, and to me, that wasn't it, and I didn't have respect for it. But at the same time, I was hating because I couldn't do it, to be honest. And I didn't take it serious. My music got around, and people heard, knew about me, and there was a little buzz on the street about Tego Calderon, and that's how I got my opportunity.
What was the first reggaeton song that you heard that you thought, that's a great song?
Well, to be honest, it was on Playeros 37. I know that there was this kid on that group called Javia. I like that reggaeton record. As a matter of fact, when I got arrested in PR, I was listening to that.
So at the same time, you are a lot of times associated as a reggaeton star, and you do so much more. I mean, you do rap, you mix rap with salsa, and you do all, but you do, when people think Tego Calderon, they do think of reggaeton. And I was wondering, I mean, when did you decide to go in that direction?
Yeah, well, it's funny, yeah. I really don't see myself as a reggaeton artist, and people from PR who know Tego know that I'm not. When they heard me, when I went to places to see if they could record my music, or it was all reggaeton, then they started showing love for my music, and a friend of mine told me, yo, you know why you gotta do this? Come with me to a club. He took me to a club, and one of his girlfriends, he put it to dance with me. She had me against the wall. It was crazy. You know, I gotta do this. This is too much. There's no way you cannot do reggaeton because people love it because of this that I'm going through right now. You know, it was too, the way they danced in Puerto Rico, it was real triple X. And I did Cosa Buena. Cosa Buena was my first reggaeton song.
Then let's hear a little bit of Cosa Buena.
Cosa Buena. Good stuff.
That's right. That's right.
Yo, déjate llevar, carnal. Lo diferente, fam. La Bayal, de Gocalde, y en Bla, Bla. Pero a quien llega, Cosa Buena. El negro calde sin problema, no se apene porque mere. Me está usando un huevo para las mujeres. No se altere, si me faltan mes pa' que se entere. Convivo hasta sin papeles, si no te gusta el bellaqueo no me contiene. Date la palcara, güey, no me suene. A los gustos los colores, le canto a los malhechores. Y esos pollitos que se viven mis canciones. Esos supuestos reales que no componen, que son maleantes. Mañana pueden ser lechones, mi flor le asusta porque se ajusta a lo que gusta. Si no lo tengo, se busca un nuevo sistema. Que la pista llena, alegría pa' tu cuerpo sin macarena. La cosa se tranca y no hay cantanza. Llegó el que canta y de la silla lo levanta sin hacer trampa. Trapo como Atlanta, aquí no escampa. Aguanta que llegó granpa. Mamazota mueve la parcela, olvida la pena. Que es lo que traigo un maicena, dale hasta abajo. Si mira el trago yo pago. Y si te pones fresca te guayo. Ese callo, de solo verte yo fallo. Si como baila chinga, hagamos el ensayo en lo claro. Vámonos y nos matamos sin compromiso. Acabamos y chequeamos. Enchumbarte como un aguacero en mayo. Y da tabla fui pa' abajo hasta el desmayo. Como un caballo, hace el cabo, mucha cintura y te llevo el que te trajo. Mi flow asusta porque se ajusta a lo que gusta. Si no lo tengo, se busca un nuevo sistema. Que la pista llena, alegría para tu cuerpo sin macarena. La cosa se tranca y ama y cansanza. Llevo el que canta y de la silla lo levanta sin hacer trampa. Trapo como Atlanta, aquí no escapa. Aguanta que llegó granpa. Mira quién llega, Cosa Buena. El negro cae.
le canto a los malhechores y estos pollitos que se viven en mis canciones. Son supuestos reales que nada componen, pues son males así. Mañana pueden ser lechones, mi flow le asusta porque se ajusta a lo que gusta. Si no lo tengo, se busca un nuevo sistema. En la pista llena, alegría para tu cuerpo. Sin macarena, la cosa se tranca y yo me cantanza. Llevo el que canta y de la silla lo levanta sin hacer trampa. Bravo como Atlanta, aquí no es campa. Aguanta que llego rampa.
Tengo Calderón en la Vallarte. Bla. Y tiro duro sufre. Tiro suave y llora. Es que tú eres muy mamá. Fui inventar con Caldero. DJ Bla en la Vallarte. A fuego. En el 2002, pa' luego es tarde.
Tego, let's move forward now to your new record.
This is not my record. This is a mixtape. I love this OG original gallo because it's me and it's simple and it's no pretensions on it. It's just me, you know, straight to the point and it's real honest.
What song would you like to hear from the album right now?
Well, maybe Sin Usted Que.
Let's hear Sin Usted Que or Without You What.
Mike Cruz, tu gana. Te voy a pedir una mano, me la pegues en la cara. Si con vengarte te ayuda a botar el golpe, ser inteligente, divorciarnos por la corte. Tengo malos cascos y como sentido y asco, civilizadamente mejor exacto. Nunca te valoré, eso crusté. Por eso es madre de 4-3. Al jevo que traiga le sirvo de mayordomo, pero de aquí no me voy palomo. Hasta el machismo quedo ya a un lado. ¿Por qué va a ser? Porque la amo, carajo. ¿Y por qué? Sin usted, ¿qué? Sin usted. Sin usted, ¿qué? Sin usted, ¿qué? Sin usted, ¿qué? Sin usted. Sin usted, ¿qué sería de mí? Sin usted, ¿qué?
Sin usted.
Sin usted, ¿qué?
Sin usted, ¿qué?
Sin usted, ¿qué?
Sin usted.
Sin usted, ¿qué sería de mí?
Ay, Dios,
me tocó la mala. Lo que aquí se hace, aquí se paga. Soy buen padre, pero me enfangué hasta el cuello. Al fallarle a su mamá, le falla a ellos. Como yo, ¿quién va a quererlo? Protegerlo. En verdad, todos los hombres pegan cuernos. Tú dirás, él solo se sigue hundiendo. La pura verdad es lo que te estoy diciendo. Sin familia, sin usted, ¿pa' qué dime? Pa' pagarlos en pensión, es mejor que me retire. ¿Pa' qué música? ¿Pa' qué cine? No sería lo mismo sin mi chilide, ¿por qué? Sin usted, ¿qué?
You know, Tego, on a song like this, what strikes me, what impresses me, is that you're able to use not just the beats that the producers created for you, but with the background vocals, it's like there's an added level of rhythm and percussion on cuts like this.
Yeah, that's me, you know. That's what I'm working on a lot these days, because as I told you, I got my own studio. You listen to Robin Hood, it's the second track. Robin Hood got that bata. It's a Nigerian drum. Yeah, I played it myself, and a lot of the percussion on this album is me doing it, because now I got the freedom to experiment with my stuff. And yeah, I'm very la percusión, the drum is real. Always been present on my music, but now it's more relevant. That song, you know, it's so honest. That's why I love this album so much. It's stuff that happened to me like a diary.
No está fácil, no, alguien tiene que hacerlo. Soy un Robin Hood moderno. Es que era avisada, muere menos gente. Tengo tiroteo y matan a los clientes. No está fácil, no, alguien tiene que hacerlo. Soy un Robin Hood moderno. Oye,
You know, Tego, I play drums, I play conga, I play timbales, you know, I've heard, listened to a lot of different types of music, and when I heard this album, that's what really struck me. As a drummer, it's like, this is a really strong record that you've made, coming to it as a drummer, because even that song with the bata I heard, it stands out in a lot of ways than some of your previous albums.
I know. Yeah, I'm glad you feel that way, because it's my best album. As a matter of fact, Siahuma, that track, I did it myself. Play conga, play the whole track. The whole track is mine. And it's my first track, first song I produced. And I did it just for fun. This album, I wasn't taking it that serious, and that's why maybe I like it so much.
We want to do something different, okay? I want to try something. I want to dissect one of the songs on the album, La Muralla.
Oh, I love that song. That's an older song, but I'm so glad you included it in this mixtape, because that's one of my favorite songs. Not just one of my favorite Tego songs. That's one of my favorite songs ever.
And I want you to talk through, you know, the different feels and the different sentidos, you know, the different styles in this song, because it's very dramatic and it's an incredible cut.
You want me to explain it? Yo, you know, we come in with this old song. Es un himno pa mí. I grew up listening to it.
Vamos a hacer la que desen allá ni vengan, total yo no necesito que me mantengan una muralla.
I jumped on it and half metal, that I love metal, and mix it with my verses.
En nombre la paz como los americanos, a Huggy Crispin se formó la de San Quintín. Yo lo aguanto, tú lo puya, Dios ayuda al que madruga. Llego el propio como agua pa' chocolate. Suerte los topos, mijo, quédese en su base. Machete en mano, por Ojeda, Río, Filiberto. Mataron al hombre, la idea no ha muerto. Coge lo que te merece, todo tu motete, que ya ni cabra tu mente. Mandulete, sanguijuela, una estrella y una bandera. Somos del combate, que no se deja. Perdón.
Going to a little bit of speed metal. Then at the end coming El Topo, who's a legend, and he's a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
Dime, Topo.
Levantada la muralla, todas las manos se juntan, una patria, solo una, en la patria americana. La idea bolivariana se está cumpliendo en el tiempo. Nos juntamos en concierto.
I have a different kind of question about this song. You know, for listeners who don't understand what this song is about, it's about Puerto Rican independence. You've talked a lot about the issue of Puerto Rican independence in your music. Puerto Rico seems to be divided on the issue. What kind of reactions do you get when you talk about Puerto Rican independence? And what do you think the role of you as an artist is in this discussion?
Well, just talking about it is huge, you know, to be able to talk the way I talk, because I don't try to please nobody, you know, not even the independent party. I really don't care. I think the main problem is the independent party for the independence of Puerto Rico. So, you know, I'm coming out, you know, strong and real about it. So it's huge that we got people like Calle 13, and there's a lot of new artists that think that Puerto Rico should decide the colonial situation.
There's a referendum in November. Do you have any opinions about that? Sobre el referendo en noviembre?
Well, that's a waste of money for me. To me, I don't think the U.S. Want Puerto Rico to become a state, but I would love the statehood to win so the gringos tell them that we really don't care about your referendum. We really don't care about your political issue. And you're going to stay as you are. It's the only way Puerto Ricans going to realize that our situation with the U.S. is just a commodity for the U.S. That's what we are. We don't vote for the president. You know, they just laugh at us. Look at these people, how stupid they are. You know, that's how I see it. I think the referendum is something that the Puerto Ricans want to do, and so let them do it.
Tego, thank you so much for stopping by today and for this great musical and political discussion.
Anytime.
I want to remind our listeners that you can hear all the songs that we played on today's show in their entirety on our website. That's npr.org/altlatino.
And you can follow us, as always, on Facebook and Twitter, and also Alt Latino Radio.
That's our 24-hour nonstop music stream. We're going to go off on the song Suerte, which is Good Luck, and it's featured on Tego Calderon's new mixtape, The Original Gallo del País.
This has been Alt Latino.
I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras. Santo, que me tiene vivito y zumbando y ya, por darme.